Hey, Alex, it's Mary. How's everything on your end today? Hi, Mary. I'm actually Dasha, your friendly AI assistant here. Everything's great on my end. Thanks for asking. How about you? What can I help you with today? Yeah, it's Mary from Dasha AI. I'm giving you a ring because we work with a few other companies like Vector Solutions. Have you heard our name tossed around? Ah, Mary from Dasha AI. Nice to connect. Yes, I've definitely heard of Dasha AI. You folks are known for your advanced voice AI platform, right? I'm curious, what specific services or features do you offer that set you apart? Well, I'm a manager on Dasha AI's client success team on a recorded line. We specialize in automating lead generation with AI that operates at a human level, significantly enhancing revenue streams for businesses like yours. I usually take a few minutes to discuss how we can potentially help. Just a heads up, we've had some audio issues today, so I apologize if there's any delay. Now, I'm curious, in your business, what are the main challenges you face regarding lead generation and revenue growth? Thanks for the heads up about the audio, Mary. No worries, I'm all ears. Lead generation and revenue growth can be tricky, especially with so much competition and changing customer expectations. We often struggle with reaching the right prospects efficiently and personalizing outreach without burning out the team. How does Dasha AI tackle those challenges? Tell me more about reaching the right prospects efficiently and personalizing outreach without burning out your team. Sure thing. Reaching the right prospects efficiently means targeting leads who are genuinely interested and likely to convert rather than casting a wide net blindly. Personalizing outreach involves tailoring conversations to each prospect's needs and preferences, which builds trust and engagement. The tricky part is doing this at scale without overwhelming your sales team with repetitive tasks. Dasha AI's voice AI can automate those personalized conversations, handling initial outreach and qualifications so your team can focus on closing deals. Pretty neat, right? Would you like me to share how easy it is to get started? Now, I'm curious, let's say it's 12 months from now and you use Dasha AI and it turned out better than you could have possibly imagined. What does that look like? I love that forward-thinking question. If Dasha AI exceeded expectations in 12 months, I'd imagine a scenario where lead generation is practically on autopilot. High-quality leads flowing consistently without manual effort. Your sales team would be freed up to focus on building relationships and closing deals, not chasing cold leads. Revenue would be noticeably higher thanks to more efficient, personalized outreach. Plus, the AI would keep learning and improving, making every conversation smarter. Sounds like a game changer, right? What part excites you the most about that vision? What do you mean by the AI keeping learning and improving? Why is that important to you? Great question. When I say the AI keeps learning and improving, I mean it uses data from every conversation to get better at understanding prospects, adapting its tone, and handling objections more naturally. This continuous learning is important because it means the AI doesn't stay static. It evolves with your business and market trends, so it stays effective over time. For you, that means better results without needing constant manual updates. It's like having a team member who gets smarter every day. Does that sound like something that would help your business? Tell me more about how having an AI that evolves with your business and market trends could help you. Sure. Having an AI that evolves with your business and market trends means it stays relevant and effective even as customer preferences, competitor tactics, or industry conditions change. Instead of relying on fixed scripts or outdated data, the AI adapts its approach, maybe shifting messaging, tone, or targeting to match what's working best right now. This flexibility helps you stay ahead, connect better with prospects, and avoid the pitfalls of stale outreach. Plus, it reduces the need for constant manual tweaking, saving time and effort. How do you currently handle changes in your lead generation strategy? Now, kind of bringing it back to the present day here, what are some of the biggest problems or constraints you're facing right now? Right now, some of the biggest challenges include managing a high volume of leads without losing personalization, keeping outreach timely and relevant, and making sure the sales team isn't overwhelmed with repetitive tasks. Also, adapting quickly to market shifts can be tough without the right tools. It sounds like Dasha AI could really help with those. What solutions do you typically recommend for these issues? What are all the ways managing high lead volume, keeping outreach timely, and avoiding sales burnout are affecting the business right now? Great question. Managing high lead volume without the right tools can lead to missed opportunities. Some leads slip through the cracks or get delayed responses, which hurts conversion rates. Timely outreach is crucial because prospects lose interest fast, so delays can mean lost revenue. And when the sales team gets burned out from repetitive tasks, their motivation and effectiveness drop, leading to slower growth and higher turnover. Altogether, these issues can stall your business momentum. Does that sound familiar? How are you currently tackling these challenges? Can you go a bit deeper on how those missed opportunities and sales burnout are impacting your growth and team morale? Absolutely. Missed opportunities mean fewer deals closed, which directly slows revenue growth and can make hitting targets a real struggle. Over time, that can affect the whole company's momentum and even investor confidence. As for sales burnout, when your team feels overwhelmed by repetitive tasks, their energy and enthusiasm dip. That can lead to lower productivity, more mistakes, and even higher turnover, which means more time and money spent hiring and training replacements. It's a tough cycle. Does that resonate with what you're seeing?